So interesting that a number of businesses have decided not to reopen, even though lockdown has finished because of the restrictions on numbers, etc. We thought we'd catch up and get an industry viewpoint of it from B. Bendigo and Dennis Bice. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo and Steve. How are we going?
Good.
Good morning. What are you feedback are you getting from organisations in B. Bendigo?
Well, I think once the announcements came out, the reaction was immediate. We were swamped with phone calls and emails regarding, being grateful that we've got some easing restrictions, but the restrictions that have been put into play are to the point where a lot of businesses just can't possibly open, because it would actually force them to go backwards financially. So we've spent a lot of time over the last 2 days talking with ministers in the government around the impacts this actually has, and trying to work through a way of if those limitations are going to be in play, then making sure that financial support continues for those businesses through this process.
Are they listening, the ministers you're speaking to? Are they actually agreeing to any sort of relaxing of the rules?
Well, I think that the first point, they have been responsive to us. So BBNY is part of a regional chamber group as well, and the regional chambers have been communicating with Minister Pakula and Pulford. I spent time on the phone yesterday with our local Rep Jacinda Allen. Absolutely they're listening. It's really the actions that we're really looking for now. And Minister Pakula did put out a statement on, it was Wednesday night at about 5 o'clock, to say that support payments would still continue through to the 16th of September, even though they have the option to open today. But our point on this is that it's going to be massively difficult for a lot of businesses to open, because it's just not financially viable.
Yeah. The thing that stands out to me, Dennis, is that, they've got these highly paid people in positions of power making decisions. But, you don't have to be Einstein to see that you can't have one size fits all. You know, it's totally different opening Kmart than it is opening a pub or a restaurant. And it just doesn't seem to me that they actually think these things through.
Yeah, well, look, it is challenging, and I know in our discussions it's at times does get frustrating, but, the response clearly comes back that these are the decisions of the Chief Health Officer or the advice from the Chief Health Officer. I just wonder at times whether the business lenses run across some of these decisions.
Yeah.
In that particular process, and, we're even around the accommodation providers. I mean, travel is available. You can travel in regional Victoria now, but when they get to places, they can't go anywhere because of the restrictions that are actually in play.
Yeah.
Dennis, what's the next step for businesses in the region?
Well, certainly from B. Bendigo's point of view and the regional chamber, so there's 18 chambers involved in the regional chamber network. We're continuing to have those discussions with government. We put some suggestions to them that if this current restrictions are in play with the easing of lockdown for however long it is, that they continue the financial support to those businesses anyway, because we see that as being absolutely critical. I think one of the things we are a little bit concerned about is that link between the employer and the employee, and the employers have really been trying wherever possible to keep, our staff on board. But without support, they can't do it. And we need to make sure that those staffing businesses are supported financially if they're losing hours of work or work in total. So, there's a lot of things that we're still at the table. We're still talking to them. No doubt that'll happen again today. It happened from the majority yesterday. We're getting feedback from businesses that we're able to push down the line to the government departments.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with it, Dennis. The fight goes on, and we shall keep in touch with you as to the outcome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Steve.
Dennis Bice, B. Bendigo.